Exclusive: American Chemistry Council's Chris Yan on cutting onerous regulations. Real opportunity to strengthen American manufacturing. By Sean Moran on June 30, 2026. American Chemistry Council President and CEO Chris Yan cheered the Trump administration's work to repeal onerous regulations, stating that doing so helps American manufacturing and keeps the U.S. competitive on the global stage. Eline Ackmany, the head of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, OIRA, spoke at the American Chemistry Council's conference about the Trump administration's work to repeal onerous regulations. OIRA is the government's central authority for reviewing executive branch regulations. Ackmany stated that the Trump administration has worked to repeal 10 regulations for every rule they have implemented. He emphasized that they have experienced such drastic success that they have removed closer to 128 rules for every new rule. Ackmany stated that the Trump administration is slated to repeal roughly $1 trillion in regulations next year. He added that elections are not parochial and that they have consequences. He emphasized that the Trump administration is working to ensure that its work becomes legally durable. The OIRA head said that they are working to reverse engineer legal attacks against their work, including lawsuits using the Administrative Procedure Act, APA, against their work. Yan said in a written statement to Breitbart News in reaction to Ackmany's commentary at the American Chemistry Council. Keeping America competitive starts with getting policy right. For the chemical industry, that means a regulatory system that is grounded in sound science, transparent, and predictable so companies can invest, innovate, and expand here in the United States. There is real opportunity to strengthen American manufacturing by removing unnecessary barriers, especially regulations that are not based on sound science or that create uncertainty and delay. Companies can operate under strong standards, but they need clarity and timely decisions. We don't have to choose between protecting the environment and growing our economy. Through responsible care, a mandatory condition of ACC membership, our member companies are continuously improving environmental, health, safety, and security performance. It's one of the reasons ACC members are safer and cleaner. David Fatuhi, the deputy administrator of the EPA, said that his agency is working to streamline permitting reform and setting clear rules of the road on implementation of the Clean Air Act. He added that they are working to make it easier to start actual construction and clearing backlogs that have been left over by the Biden administration. Fatuhi said that they will continue the development of critical baseload power. You don't need to choose between economic growth and the environment, Fatuhi said. Yan concluded in his statement to Breitbart News, "With the right policies in place, we can continue to lead globally, advancing solutions that protect human health and the environment while creating jobs and driving investment here at home. At the end of the day, this is about ensuring America remains the best place in the world to manufacture, to innovate, and to compete. American competitiveness will be determined by whether we align policy with innovation. We have everything we need to lead. Now it's about execution. Because when chemistry creates, America competes, and America wins."